Lee did not wake up, so to speak. Lee became more aware of what was going on around him. None of it made any sense to him, but nevertheless, his brain began interpreting signals from his eyes, from his nose, from the nerve endings on his face. None of the facts came together coherently for him, but rather just drifted around in some mental amniotic fluid, half developed. He could smell acrid smoke, and that sharp, harsh smell from when the airbag deploys. And he could feel the burning sensation on his face, but he knew it wasn't actually a fire. He could see the big white bulk of the airbag deflating in front of him. He tried to reach out to push it away from him, but suddenly it seemed like it was miles away. His arm felt like it was stretching out for miles to reach it. More unconsciousness. Deuce growling loudly. Lee reached over, started trying to find the dog, though he wasn't sure whether he was dreaming about doing it or actually doing it in real life. He opened his eyes and realized he'd just been laying there, motionless, his hands still limp at his sides. He tried to sit up a bit, but couldn't really complete the motion. Unconsciousness pulled at him like a black hole. He looked to his right, his eyes crossing as they moved, and he could see Deuce there, crumpled in the floorboard of the front seat, whimpering and shaking, one paw raised up as though it were injured.
Deuce,
Lee let out a dry whisper. He heard a high-pitched motor, something small, like a dirt bike. He reached out for Deuce with the last bit of anything he had, managed to touch the dog on the neck. Then his eyes rolled out the broken windshield, and he could see a single headlight bouncing towards him as the noisy whine of the dirt bike's engine drew closer.
I won't go again, he thought as he slipped. I won't let them take me again. Not again. Not again.